I organized for Stuart Bunting and a man called John Salmon, who was a chemist in my group, to go to the Upjohn Company to try to work with the Upjohn chemist to do the structure of prostacycline. And I think it took them 4 or 5 weeks. My chaps were doing the biological experiment. They were taking the extracts and doing the... And they had in the kitty some analogs of prostaglandin they had made, which were very useful to make this compound. And within 6 weeks, we got the structure of the compound. That must have been towards the end of August of 1976. And having the structure, we announced the structure with John Vane. We went to a meeting in Santa Monica in December that year, and we gave back-to-back lectures, John and I, announcing the structure of prostacycline, 3rd of December, 1976. In 1982, the Nobel Prize of Medicine was given to Sune Bergström, to Bengt Samuelsson, and to John Vane. Sune Bergström was well known because he did the first crystal structures of prostaglandin E2 and prostaglandin F2 alpha. He was working with von Euler at the Karolinska, the man who discovered or was co-discoverer of prostaglandins, and he did that. Bengt Samuelsson did, as I have described to you, the work on thromboxane and later the work on leukotrienes. And John Vane was given the Nobel Prize for the discovery of prostacycline and the finding of the mechanism of action of aspirin-like drugs. We knew that prostacycline itself would have great difficulties in being a drug. Prostacycline is unstable. It was a terrific, difficult job to make it into vials to be used. And it's very unstable. Once you make a solution, it starts decomposing. It's still being used also occasionally on cardiopulmonary bypass or even in organ transplantation. But because of the difficulties of making it, because of the instability, because of the difficult formulation, it really never took off.